play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Saturday afternoon and a doubleheader of Streaks basketball coming up. The boys later tonight. Right now, the girls set to get started as Bill Allison is introducing the Nutrier starting lineup. He's taking care of that, and we will at least get the half that, is important to us locally, the Galesburg Silver Streaks starters on their final home
game. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior, number 5, Rainey Sibley. A 5'8 sophomore, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Chloe Anderson. A 5'3 senior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And a 5'4 junior, number 34, Haley Kelso. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Mike Rux, and Jay Barsinger.
Just about to get started as we're about 25 minutes later than the schedule had said, with a very long sophomore game that was finally won by the Silver Streaks 59-51. And Eric Gibson, as we get set for the opening tip, you know, Thursday night was senior night, but this one may be more emotional because this is the final time on this home court no matter what. Postseason is on the road, and so a big night for the big afternoon for the seniors. Oops. There you go.
You would hope that it's not necessarily as emotional as the Streaks just feel they need a win, because after that thumping they took, the 34-point loss ties for the largest home loss ever here at Thiel for the Streaks.
Now let's hope we can build on that. So Eric, go ahead and take the play-by-play.
Well, starting off with the ball will be the Trevians after they win the tip. Three up, and that's no good for Alexa Szczynski. Down with the rebound is Casey Williams for the Streaks, and pushing the tempo, Lieber back the other way. Got it to Kelso on the far side in front of the Trevian bench, but she didn't have a shot. It's all over her is Isabella Bosco. As we heard from Coach Terry Rogers, they're going to try to go man-to-man and probably switch screens so they don't leave any three-point shooters wide open. Haley with a three down in the corner in front of the Trevian bench. Count it.
They left that one open that time, and Haley Kelso going to have to take on even more of a scoring load now if possible without Sharon Diggins possibly for the rest of the year.
Well, after fouling out with no points against UT, good to see her get on the board. And right away, Jenny Bame, the big freshman, 6'3 freshman, one of the top freshman post players in the Chicagoland area, if not the state, gets it inside, and she scores it easily and streaks back with the basketball. Jessica Lieber with the ball. Gets it up top. Haley Kelso will try another three. This one off the front of the rim comes down, and Alexa Szczynski will collect for the Trevian. She pushes it up ahead, and wide open up the other way, Isabella Bosco, and she completes to push this to a 4-3 lead now for the Trevians.
Now that looks familiar. We're just not able to get back on defense in our system and get burned time and time again on the easy layups.
Yeah, you got to be aware if there's a long shot taken, somebody's got to be stopping back and playing safety. As Jess shoots a three, and this one's going to result in a jump ball as it gets caught between the back iron and the cylinder. So the Streaks will retain possession on the alternating possession. Oh, and Bame tried to knock it out, but she's not able to get there.
Yeah, it's stuck in there pretty good. We used to call that a wedgie. and it even, you know, when Jessica shot it, she was kind of disgusted at first, but then even she cracked a smile. She couldn't help but laugh after that one.
Yeah, Jess, for those that see her play a lot, gets good arc on the ball. That one kind of came off her hands flat, and that's how it got wedged up in there for your wedgie. Inside, Chloe Anderson going right into the big girl, Bame. She's going to pick up Bame's first foul, so a good job by Chloe to get the foul on number 23.
Yeah, you saw this team warm up, and you had Bame out there at 6'3", and Grace Gallen at 6'1", Colleen McConnell at 6', 5'11", 2 5'10s, and you're thinking, how are we going to handle this height today?
Well, I'm about 6'3", and I was in the hallway and saw a couple of the sophomore players and was looking eye to eye with them, so I think they've got plenty of height coming, too, as Chloe hits on the first free throw. 4-4 now in the early going. 6:34 left to go here in the first quarter. Chloe's second one up, and that one rattles in. So a 50% free throw shooter in the season. She gets them both. Streaks with a 5-4 advantage. Bring out three-quarter court press. In the backcourt with the handles, Carrie Rodman. She's going to bring it up on the left hand. No relation to Dennis. Gets it over. They reverse it around to Alexa Szczynski. She pushes it in, kicks it back out. And now a three for Megan Newhouse. That went off the mark, and Casey Williams down with another rebound.
Good job by Casey to get position in there, giving up a little height, but she's always aggressive.
And Streaks try to go right back inside, and it results in another foul as Chloe getting position right there, and Alexa Bosco is the one who is going to get credited for the foul here, the second on New Trier in the early going.
Well, we've got to hope that our guard play can win the day because it's going to be tough to get much done inside against their height. But this is one of those games, Eric, where it's good to be playing the system. I wouldn't want to play this team in a half-court slowdown game. It would be very difficult to compete, but maybe with the system, and I think that's what Coach Evan Massey thought when he put this in years ago, four games like this, maybe we can compete or win a game that otherwise we might not have.
Yeah, Danny Teal finds the long arms of Bame right there, gets blocked out of bounds. Now just a three off the iron, and now collecting is Sabrina Clay. A good job fighting with Bame. Just another three. This one's up and good. So she gets her first three of the game. The Streaks with an early 8-4 lead. A lot more energy than we saw early going last game. And now Sabrina with the steal. Streaks get another three. This one off the mark by Jessica. So she's now one of three shooting that three-point shot.
But another long rebound. New Trier not used to this style and the long caroms that come off of those long shots.
So Jess looking top the key, now looking, and finally gets it over. And now Sabrina Clay top the key. She doesn't want to handle the shot, the ball. Kicks it over to Haley Kelso finally. Now the Streaks are going to work it. Baseline to Danny Teal. Good drive inside. She floats one up, misses, but Sabrina Clay is able to save it back in bounds. And Allison Mangieri pulls in the rebound.
Great hustle by Sabrina. Might have got away with a foul there in the process, but she worked hard to get that second and third chance for the Streaks.
Streaks still looking now. Is finally they get Allison cutting down the leg, count it, and the basket.
Boy, this is more excitement in 1 4-minute stretch than we had all the other night against United Township. Our offense is aggressive and getting some things done.
And just like that, the Streaks with a 10-4 lead. Coming into the game, Lexi Daniels, the freshman, will come in for Haley Kelso. Allison Mangieri steps to the line, a 64.7% free throw shooter.
Yeah, if you remember the other night, Jessica Lieber hit a three early on. We were up 3-2 and never saw the lead again in that one. Got behind 20-6 after one quarter and got blown out. But here, a 10-4 start is a lot of fun.
That one shot missed on the free throw. Bame came down with the rebound. Ball rotated around. Another three for Szczynski. Another miss for Szczynski. Rebound down in the corner. Just has it go off her knee and out of bounds. So retaining possession will be the Trevians. Szczynski's put up two threes on the mark just a little off, and it looked like the travel by Megan Newhouse. No call. Szczynski, another three and another miss. Sabrina Clay down with the rebound. And with the height advantage the Trevians have, I think the Streaks will take all day for them to keep jacking these threes up. Sabrina gets tied up, and now the ball's going to go back to the Trevians. Ball lobbed inbounds. It goes to Bame. Rotated around from Rodman underneath to Newhouse, and she's going to finish.
Well, that was a perfect set that time for New Trier off the inbound.
Streaks lead 10-6. Ball's rotated around the perimeter by the Streaks. Now looking, cutting inside is Allison Mangieri. Not there. They give it to Jessica Lieber. Jumping out is Szczynski. Now Allison, wide open three in the corner, goes off the front iron. And Szczynski down with the rebound. She had a good look at that shot. Incredible. Now the Streaks get another steal. Jessica Lieber's going to bring it back the other way for the Streaks. Rotates it to Daniels. Nope. She's going to get it right back. Just has it to Danny Teal in the corner. So the Streaks not really looking inside a whole lot unless they get that cut. Lexi Daniels now with one dribble, thought about a long two, decides against it, gets it to Sabrina Clay, who gives a bad pass to Jessica right into the hands of Szczynski. She gets it to Bame, and Bame shot up and counted in the foul.
New Trier stuck with it. It looked like they were going to get a breakout opportunity, and Danny Teal came over and stopped that with good hustle. But then they got the ball back into the middle of the court, up to the right side of the lane, got the basket and a chance for a three-point play. And New Trier cuts it to 2 points, maybe one, after this trip to the line by the freshman, Jeannie Bame.
Bame to the line. Streaks bringing a new five as Chloe Anderson into the game with Casey Rainey Sibley, Haley Kelso, and actually it looks like Lexi Daniels, yeah, she stayed in the game, missed free throw, and down with the rebound is Casey Williams for the Streaks. Back the other way. Here comes the Streaks rotating the ball around. They find Chloe open underneath. Chloe's going to look to take it to the hoop. Nope, she's going to kick it to Casey for three. Up and off the back iron, fighting for the rebound is Lexi Daniels, but down with it is Catherine Petey. Back the other way, here comes Jackie Welsh, who's in the game for the Trevians. She goes inside to Bame. Ball knocked away by Casey Williams. Good job, but the Streaks aren't able to get the ball as it's recovered by Petey. Rotated around by the Trevians, now inside to Bame. They continue to try to pound it inside. She loses the ball off her foot. Coming up with it is Rainey Sibley. Streaks are going to bring it up slowly this time.
This game has had a lot more pace already than that sophomore game. These officials have called four fouls, but they're letting them play for the most part. That sophomore game, there was a whistle every time you blinked.
Lexi Daniels with the basketball, trapped up in front of the Trevians bench, finally gets it to Casey, loses her footing, and ball's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go out off of Chloe Anderson. Bame's going to come out of the game. Into the game is Colleen McConnell.
Second turnover against the Silver Streaks, holding on to a 10-8 lead. Nutrier on a small 4-0 run, looking to tie here with 2:40 to go first quarter.
With the basketball, Isabella Bosco. She looks at pulling up with a three, decides against it. Nice pass inside. Gets it to Catherine Petey, but tied up for just a moment. Gets called for the travel, so the Streaks retain the 10-8 lead. 2:33 left to go here in the opening quarter.
Well, and you know, this was the hope coming in because you knew Nutrier had the size and they've been playing good competition, but you wondered, okay, if they're 13-13, there's obviously a few issues there, and then you wonder if, well, maybe their ball handling is a little suspect, and I think on occasions it has been here early on.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is they're settling for bad shots when they have such height inside. Now the Streaks throw it away. Turnover back to the Trevians. Sabrina Clay not able to handle that pass along the near sideline.
Of course, our ball handling was no bargain Thursday night, 35 turnovers.
Looking to get the ball in. Finally gets it into Jackie Welsh. Welsh brings it up to 5'10 sophomore. Kicks it to Catherine Petey. She goes in the lane. And
Danny got a big piece of the arm there and knocked her over. Danny Teal picks up the foul. But it's a good thing she did because she had an open lane to the basket. If Danny didn't grab her, that was a layup.
Yeah, 5'9 freshman, Catherine Petey. A lot of youth on this team. As we talked in the pregame show, big turnover from last year's team. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. She's going to bring it back the other way for the Streaks. In the lane, short little jumper. It bounces just off, but she's going to get the foul. Now, that's what I like to see from Jessica. That's the change in her game that I think she needed to make, especially against these taller teams, was being able to pull up like that, and she did a good job right there and drew the foul on Jackie Welsh.
Yeah, ball got the back of the iron. We thought it might drop through briefly, but then it fell off to the side, but Jess gets two free throws and buries the first one.
Jessica, a 72.2% free throw shooter, and I'll tell you what, when she's on, she's more of a 90% free throw shooter. It's just she's had a couple games where she's been ice cold. Second one up, and that one rattles out, so she splits a pair, and the Streaks having a three-point lead, 11-8. Rebound came down to Colleen McConnell, and now back the other way is the Trevians. Trevians rotated around the exterior. They're looking for to get inside to the post to McConnell. They're running a four-on-one against the Streaks' defense. Ball gets batted out of bounds by Danny Teal. Four-on-one, meaning all four players outside the three-point arc, other than McConnell, who's holding post position going side-to-side. In with the pass now with Szczynski. She got it to McConnell inside and Newhouse on a cut. Excuse me, Petey with a cut. She misses the shot and now down with the rebound is Allison Mangieri. Streaks bring it back the other way. Allison's got two rebounds now in the early going. Jessica working back and forth along the top of the perimeter. Tried to go backdoor pass to Haley Kelso but turns it over. Now back the other way pushing the tempo is Jackie Welsh. Shot up, no good. McConnell down with the rebound. Her shot up, no good, but she's fouled.
After that brief flurry early on that got us a 10-point lead, only one free throw in the last 4 minutes plus here. Still up, though, 11-8. This Nutrier team, as Coach Evan Massey told us on the pregame, play some terrific competition. And
they've got a tough conference.
Yeah. And, of course, Loyola is one of their rivals. And that, of course, Silver Streak fans will remember that Loyola team that was a state champion and then 1 year thought they were going to be, and the Silver Streaks took them out in the semifinal game, which
in
was
a very
fantastic.
Exciting game.
The Sarah Larson team, as they took second in state that year. And that win over Loyola was really special because Loyola had been known to have a little bit of a attitude, I guess. And they got humbled that day.
McConnell splits a pair, streaks with the basketball, up 11-9, 1:19 left to go here in the first quarter. Jessica has the ball up between the circles, now goes right hand and passes over to Ellison just to get it back. The streaks are not penetrating like they were early in this game, and I thought that's what was helping them. And now Jess tries to go inside to Chloe, but the ball gets knocked out of bounds. It looked like there might have been a bump from behind by Newhouse. No call, though. Excuse me, by Petey. Inbounding on the baseline is Jessica Lieber. She kicks it out to Ellison. Ellison gives it right back to Jess. Three up and just off.
Boy, just off.
Rebound down to Jackie Welsh.
Ball was coming right at us. I thought it was going in.
Welsh goes end to end. Nobody stepped in front of her, and she gets an easy two to tie this one at 11. Somebody's got to step up right there. Streaks rotating around. It's Sabrina Clay now with tough defense from McConnell. She's reaching in. No call. And finally, a five-second call. She was putting her arm right in there, grabbing Sabrina's.
Well, Sabrina will have to learn, though, because her dribbling there accomplished nothing. She had the ball in the middle of the court, took five dribbles over towards the sideline, and then stopped and looked around. There was nobody in the neighborhood. You can't take the ball and dribble away from the basket and stop and accomplish anything. So that's one of those things a sophomore is going to learn.
That's one of the tough things to go watch video on, because you never realize that you took that dribble and went nowhere. But then the coach is usually pretty apt to point that out to you. Ball goes inside to McConnell. She kicks it back out. Three up on the way from Megan Newhouse. Off the mark. Rebound down. And finally picked up by Jackie Welsh. She's going to push it inside. Gives it up to Petey. And she's going to finish the shot. Unfortunately, the Streaks were not able to pull that rebound. And now we're going to get a turnover by the Streaks on the inbounds.
Yeah, Sabrina had a little hop there. There was no contesting the inbounds. But she hopped and she got off balance. And her foot went inbounds before she threw the ball. So a really frustrating couple of possessions there for Sabrina Clay, as she has a seat right now with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter and the Streaks down by two.
Well, and Sabrina's done that quite a few times this year. She's got to be cognizant of that. It's just a mental error. Three up on the way by Welsh, and she drills it.
Seeing a bad finish to this quarter.
16-11, Streaks down by five now after leading the whole quarter up until this final minute. Reminds me of the end of the second half we had against Rocky. Three up and no good by Casey Williams, and that's your first quarter of play. Streaks trail 16-11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Remember that Groundhog Day blizzard last year?
Yeah, there's plenty of winter left, so come into Farm King. Save on a Toro snow thrower with electric start, and there'll be no rain checks on a Duraflame electric stove with heater, $89.99. When they're gone, they're gone. Don't be left in the dark. A Sportsman gas generator, $749.99 at Farm King. Save $17 on Burn insulated duck bib overall pants. Save on men's medium weight flannel shirts, and gals can save on fleece-lined denim jeans and take 40% off Karen Hart winter apparel. Now at Farm King.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Matinee basketball here from Thiel as the Streaks are taking on the Trevians. After one quarter to play, Streaks trail by five, but open with the basketballs. Chloe Anderson's got it between the circles, gets over to Josh. She's had a thought at a three and shuffled the feet in the turnover. She didn't agree with the call, but she did kind of get the feet going a little quick as she wanted to do the shot fake and then take it in.
Well, if you're going to beat a good team, you can't be constantly turning it over. We've had three straight possessions where we haven't had a shot at the basket now as Nutrier builds a five-point lead and looks to add to it here with a lob.
Well, they lob it inside, but right out of bounds is McConnell trying to hold off Casey Williams, and the Streaks will get the ball back.
Galesburg 4 of 13 from the field in that first quarter. Nutrier warmed up toward the end, finished 50%, 7 of 14. Nutrier at the rebounding edge, 9-7. Turnovers at 6-5. Streaks had the high mount.
Streaks had the ball knocked out of bounds. That one knocked out by Petey, Catherine Petey, the freshman. One of many freshmen on this. Well, I guess only two, her and Jeannie Bain, but they play so much that they get a lot of attention. Ball knocked away off the inbound. Rainey picks it up. She kicks it out to Haley. She thought about a three, gets it to Jessica. Streaks running the four-round one now as Casey and Chloe exchange passes up top over to Jessica in front of the scorer's table. Gets it to Haley, wide open three, up and count it.
Haley got a bucket we sorely needed to get back in the two-point range here.
Haley with two threes in the game makes it 16-14, and right down the lane again is Jackie Welch, and she takes it end-to-end, and now Coach Massey wants a 30-second timeout to talk about it, and we've seen that two times now within the last probably 2 minutes of game time in this game, and is that Jackie Welch just gets the ball and goes all the way down.
Yeah, and Evan, you can tell he's asking everybody on the court, excuse me, what's going on out here? He is real unhappy with their defense.
Well, you know, the tough thing about playing this system, Jim, at times, is you don't guard a man. You know, you're guarding, like a zone, you're guarding all over the floor. But you don't have anybody picking that person up. So once she breaks the first zone and then gets into the second zone, the question is there anybody there that's going to stop her? And what we've seen is no.
Yeah, you get people looking at each other saying, well, I thought you were going to get there,
right.
and you can't have that. So, yeah, quick timeout. Evan makes his point. Streaks of the ball down four. Got a note from Brad Benowitz, who just texted, said the Cadets missed the National Dance Team Competition Finals by just 5 points.
Oh, geez. That's too bad. Shot by Casey Williams, blocked. Rebound came down to by, well, she takes it end-to-end, but she finally misses one. Jessica comes up with the rebound there. And the Streaks with the ball. They kick it out. Haley, another three. Another one looks good, but off the back iron. Rebound down to Catherine Petey.
Yeah, of course, the girls were down at Nationals in Florida, and it was neat that it's out on the sign, a quick bucket here by New Trier, but I noticed on the sign coming in, best of luck to the girls, and I know they're disappointed, but to be able to get there and to take part in, I've been down to the Wide World of Sports complex where that's at, I'm sure they're just having a great, great time, even though they didn't quite make the finals.
McConnell with that last bucket for the Trevians, make it 20-14, and now another three from Haley Kelso, another ball off the back of the rim, and another rebound for Petey, almost the exact same possession the Streaks just had. Ball goes inside. This one's up and missed by Marissa Fear. Down with the rebound is Chloe Anderson for the Silver Streaks. Just tries to take it in. Gets fouled up near the three-point arc. So this one's going to be brought in on the sideline, I believe.
Well, if she didn't get fouled there, she was going to get fouled as she went to the basket because she had made her move, and Megan Niehaus was back there at 5'3". She took the charge unnecessarily. And so the foul out high. The Streaks will get it. Only, it's five team fouls now on New Trier. Love to see us getting the bonus here.
Eight new players coming to the floor. The only one still on the floor from before, Jessica Lieber and Jeannie Bame for the Trevians. Jessica works the ball up top. She's being defended strongly by Isabella Bosco, who jumped out at her. Now jumping out at her is Alexa Szczynski. Streaks work the ball around. Three up from Elsa Mangieri. She looked like she took that a little quick. And Carissa Rodman down with the rebound. It looked like Allison might have had a little bit more time to get her feet set. She might have had a better shot at it. Alexis Szczynski now, the Trevians move it back and forth up top the key. They finally go inside to Rachel West, and ball knocked away by Sabrina Clay. Rachel West, 6'2", sophomore off the bench. This is her first action of the game.
Yeah, the first time this year I think we played a team that has 6'2 and 6'3 and the post together. That's a lot of height.
Streaks lose Kerry Rodman, who gets a wide open three up, but Elsa Mangieri comes down with the rebound. Ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Streaks will retain possession.
We played a number of teams with one excellent tall player, but not too many with two in there at the same time.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more difficult, although if the Streaks use their speed right, they might be able to take it to their advantage. As Danny tried to run past Rachel West and then saw Bame there, three up from Jessica, misses everything and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Jessica looked a little tired when she released that ball. It was way off the mark, an air ball, and she knew from the minute she let it go that didn't have any chance. You know, when we played Morton, you know, talking about the height, they actually had, of course, with Livingston and Katie Byrne, their guard, was 6'1", but she always played outside,
right.
So you didn't notice the, kind of the twin tower effect in there like you get with the New Trier.
Yeah, you're 100% right about that, and Katie Byrne was a ton, too, from the outside.
She is a very good player.
And back and forth, weaving dribble right there by Kerry Rodman. She goes in. Haley Kelso tried to pick up the charge, but she's going to get called for the block.
Well, sorry to tell you, you probably were up on this already, Eric. Bradley falls to Creighton 75-58.
I was not going to mention it, actually, Jim, but I appreciate you pointing it out for everyone. Kerry Rodman hits the first free throw, makes it 21-14, and the Braves, unfortunately, fell to the disadvantage of Creighton going on a big second-half run, as we saw him do against Wichita State about a week ago today.
Second shot no good as the Streaks grabbed the rebound. Well, at least Bradley beat their rivals ISU earlier this week.
That was a very good feeling win for me. I just wish I would have gone. Ball rotates around for the Streaks now. Haley Kelso, she's got Rachel West on her. I'd like her to see her try to go right at Rachel West. Rachel doesn't seem to move very well. Good
ball
job.
Danny.
By Danny around the rim and falls out.
Aggressive move to the basket by Danny Teal, who so many times will make that move and then get stopped because she can't get the shot over a taller player. But that time she was able to get it up there. The ball rolled around the rim, did everything but fall in, went out, and so Danny has two free throws now.
Danny at 55.4% free throw shooter, hits on the first, and the Streaks needed that. That is all they had scoring-wise was a three so far from Haley Kelso in this quarter. So this is their fourth point of the quarter, and 21-15, excuse me, they trail on this one. Try to cut it down to five, if she can hit this, as my math does hold up. I was doubting myself. Well, I pulled the U-High stats because I wanted to see, as that one falls in two, good job by Danny Teal. I heard so much about this freshman, Jeannie Bame. I wanted to see how she stacked up to Shantae Stonewall from U-High, who ended with 24-11 against the Streaks, including had her with nine steals. I'm going to go Shantae Stonewall is better than... They're different players. Stonewall played a little bit more exterior, but she just was a better, more heady basketball player as well. Good pass, as I say that, from Bame down to Stone, or from to Welsh, and she finishes the play. It's 23-16, Streaks trail by seven. Lieber working against Welsh, and we're going to get an official's timeout. I'm not exactly sure why. And I don't know, Haley must be bleeding because they're pointing at Haley Kelso.
Yeah, she doesn't look to be hurting, kind of disgusted as she walks over towards the bench.
Yeah, and Coach Massey confused about what's going on. We still haven't got any explanation from the official down there. And
yeah, I think it looks like her right knee, she's got a little skiff on there, so looks like Lexi will come in.
I don't know. She's not being attended to, so it can't be a blood injury or a blood.
Yeah, that was a mystery. Well, now she's going right back up to the scorer's table.
I don't know.
What the heck was that all about?
Did she come into the game without being allowed to? But she was out there for a while.
That's usually a technical, isn't it?
Yeah. Jessica Lieber has the basketball, kicks it out to Rainey Sibley. Streaks play on. Casey with the ball up top. She needs to go by Bame. She's looking. Now she goes by her. Right to the middle. Puts it up in the foul. Count it.
She used a solid screen from Jessica Lieber that time, too. In fact, I'm not sure Jessica didn't pick off two players with that screen as Casey went around, put it high off the glass, got it down, and now the mystery substitution is had again with Haley back in, and Lexi sits down, so...
Carrie Rodman picks up the foul and takes a seat on the bench. Is back into the game is Ganthorn Petey. Shot up from Casey Williams, up and good, and she's up to 54.4 and plus now on the season. She's gaining steam with her free throw shooting. She's gotten a lot better as the season's progressed.
And with 3.5 to go in the first half, that puts the Streaks in the bonus. So any more fouls, we shoot free throws, and we've got this back to a four-point game.
Ball goes inside to Bame. Hook shot over the right arm. Nice job by Bame. She had a great drop step right there, and that's what Coach Massey talked about in the opening interview. Ball inside to Chloe Anderson. She's working against Catherine Rachel West. And now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Massey. And for a second there, I thought they were going to call a foul on Chloe.
Well, and as it turned out, I think Evan kind of looked to the rafters after, you know, they got the whistle because he was thinking that we were going to be in trouble of a turnover. Well, then Chloe makes the baseline move, got fouled. She would have been shooting free throws if not for the timeout, but there's no way that Evan and the bench could have seen that coming. So just a 30-second timeout to, again, save the possession right here down by six. The Streaks, again, had just been plagued by poor shooting. We were 4 of 19 at one point just before we got that basket from Casey Williams. And, you know, the last couple of games we've shot, 30% or less, and we just can't get it done at that pace unless you spend all day at the free throw line.
Or you shoot a bunch of threes, as we've seen them do in years past. And even if you shoot 18%, if you make 19 of 71 or something.
And they're threes.
Yeah. And now we're going to get a foul up top. This foul is going to go against Jackie Welsh. That'll be her second of the game, and Jessica, exactly who the coach Massey would want going to the free throw line, is going to head there. Best free throw shooter for the streak. She's got 4 points here in this game, and she's looking for 5 and 6 right here. First one up, and that one's got mostly net. A little back iron. And now we're going to get a substitution. Coming into the game is Megan Newhouse. She comes back for Jackie Welsh, who again has 2 fouls. Welsh 5'10". Newhouse into the game at 5'3". So the streaks like that substitution. Second one up, and that one's good. So Jess with a pair of free throws makes it a 25-21 game. Streaks trail by 4. Now it's Newhouse up top with the basketball. Gets it to Zizinski. Nice quick pass inside to Bame. She can't handle it. The streaks do a good job touching the ball. Inside forever was Weston Bame. They finally get kicked out to Zizinski, who hits a long 2, 27-21. Streaks probably wanted a 3 second there as Jess goes all the way in. Hook or scoop shot no good. West down with the rebound. And now stealing the ball away is Casey Williams, and she did a good job getting back right there to get that ball back for the streaks. 3 up from Jess off the back iron, and rebound comes down to Catherine Petey. Coach Rogers talked in the pregame show that she thought her girls would like this up-and-down style, and right now it hasn't really affected them too much. They do a lot of subbing anyway. They go 9-10 deep, and that's exactly what they've been doing in this game. Ball rotated around by the Trevians. They're looking inside. They're trying to get to Bame. They just keep going around the exterior. Finally get inside to Bame.
Good job by Jess. Poke it away.
Yeah, Jess scooped in to get it. Now a 3 up by Newhouse. No good. And the ball fought for, and Bame comes down with it, and she's going to kick it out. Now a 3 by Szczynski. That one's off the mark, and West down with the rebound. She's going to pick it up. And now worked around. Now Szczynski thinks about going inside the lane. Loses the handle on it, though. And she's going to get to Bame. Bame kicks it inside. Up and good by West. So they extend that possession, and they get something good out of it.
Well, and the streaks did twice what they needed to do. When the big girls get it inside, poke it away from them. But West did a great thing there. She never brought the ball down. She just went straight up with it in the lane. That's unstoppable when you're 6'2 or 6'3.
Well, the other thing, good job right there by Rainey Sibley to play strong. As Catherine Petey's going to pick up the foul for slapping at the basketball. Got a lot of arm. But what the streaks, unfortunately, have a tendency to do is they had a couple offensive rebounds come down there in which the Trevians got offensive rebounds because the streaks poked it away from each other. They do a good job at times of boxing out, and they get 3 people to the spot of the basketball, but they all fight for it, and then it goes off. They don't have anybody there saying, yelling, same team.
Well, that's one thing I have noticed. A lot of times our spacing isn't very good.
No.
We get too many people in one spot on the court, on really offense and defense.
Yeah, both.
And I guess especially sitting from the vantage point we have up here at this angle above the court, you really notice it. And I've noticed New Trier, how well they do space, especially once they get across the timeline. They really respect their areas very well and keeps the defense spread out as well.
I suppose it also helps to have so much height that you can be, the guards can stay out a little bit longer and be dependent on them to pull down the rebounds. As Rainey hits a pair to make it 29-23, and the streaks back with full court press. They drop back into the quarter court press.
Shooting free throws well has kept us in this one, still just down 6 here before the half.
Szczynski with the basketball in the corner. She's looking to try to get inside to McConnell. Finally gets inside to McConnell. She kicks out to Newhouse. Newhouse travels. No call. Gets it to Bame. Rotate around. Szczynski with a 12-footer, and that one's up and good.
Very athletic shot that time by Szczynski, who actually shot a little jump shot there.
31-23. Streaks trail by 8. We're under a minute left to go in the first half. Streaks rotate the ball around. They've done a good job of hanging tough, but they haven't gone on a run to try to get a lead here in quite some time. Early in the first quarter is it. 3 up from Allison Mangieri. That one short off the rim. Might have been bothered by Bame. Rebound down by Newhouse. Back the other way are the Trevians. Ball mishandled by Newhouse. She gets it back, though, and they're going. Now they've got 3 on the exterior. They're doing a double post, a high-low post every time on the same side of the floor. What that allows is if they can get into the high post, Bame immediately looks opposite block for McConnell.
Very aware of the clock as well. They're going to try and get a final shot here at the end of the half.
Yep, we're under 10 seconds left to go now. Szczynski gets it inside to Petey. She gets fouled by Sabrina Clay, and the streaks had a breakdown right there as Petey was wide open in the lane, and so in recovering, Sabrina Clay picks up her first foul of the game, and that'll be the team's 5th, but to the free throw line because she was shooting is Petey.
Yeah, spelled P-E-D-I, Catherine Petey, one of the freshmen that Eric had mentioned. First free throw, rims out, no good. Well, you can just tell the way Petey runs the floor, and she plays. She sure doesn't look like a freshman out there. She's got a lot of confidence, very athletic, yeah. And she's going to be quite a player before it's all done.
Especially when you team her up with Bame inside. Yeah. She misses a pair of free throws. Ball loose on the floor. 4-3-2. Ball tied up. And New Trader's going to keep the basketball, and if the Streaks can keep them from scoring, that's actually not a bad scenario for the Streaks. Yeah, well, that'll give them the ball at the beginning of the next half.
With Petey and Bame, I mean, they don't even have to have anybody else for the next 3 years. Just a few role players, and they'll win a lot of games.
Ball looking to get the ball in bounds. Grace Galing gets it to Szczynski for three off the back iron. So they fail to score on that last possession, but they take a 31-23 lead over the Streaks to the halftime locker room. We'll be back with our halftime stats, scoreboard, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewanee.
That's someone enjoying a wonderful meal at McDonald's. That's someone enjoying a refreshing Coca-Cola for only a dollar. And that's the harmonious flavor of McDonald's and any size icy cold Coca-Cola soft drink or sweet tea for just a dollar. It's hard to describe it any other way. The simple joy of... A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Silver Streaks halftime. They're down by 8 here at the break. 31-23 to the New Trier Trevians. I'm Jim Lee along with Eric Gibson. And after this one is over, we will see one Chicago area team exit in New Trier, and another Chicago area team hit the court in Blue Island Eisenhower, which will provide competition for the boys in both sophomore and varsity games. And we'll just roll them all one right after the other because they wanted to get the boys varsity started a little bit later tonight or earlier tonight so that Blue Island Eisenhower wouldn't get home as late. They can still, of course, have a long drive after this one is over to go back up home. However, our sophomore game for the girls went about a half hour longer than expected, and so we're already a little bit behind the clock to try and get things done in the timely fashion that they want to do tonight to take care of the travel concerns of the Chicago teams. But this first half, a very good first half of basketball for the Galesburg girls, even though they're down 8. Eric, I don't think, you know, we came in here really expecting to win this game. You'd love to see it happen, but I wanted us to compete well, and I think so far we've done a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, you know, the big thing for the Streaks is we've seen them do a good job of denying the big girls inside easy baskets. And if you're going to beat this team with how much height they have, that's what's important. The other thing the Streaks have to do a better job of realistically, though, is they've got to start hitting some shots. I have them with only 5 shots made from the field. Is that what you have, Matt?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's right.
Five from the field.
5 of 23.
Yeah, and only 10 free throws. It's the free throws that's keeping them in this game. That's only 23 points at the half. So if they can start finding some ways to score some more, I really think that just judging by what we've seen from this Trevian ball club, it's not a club that's all of a sudden going to turn it on and run away from the Streaks as we've seen teams like U-High and UT do recently.
So 22% from the field on that 5 out of 23, and that just tough to beat a bad team doing that, let alone a good one like New Trier. New Trier is 52% from the field, 14 out of 27. So, yeah, look, they've got, let's see, 9 more field goals than we have right now. We're still within 8 because of our free throws. Rebounds, getting out rebounded as you would expect, 18 to 12 on the boards. Turnovers, I show them even at 7, so a fairly turnover free first half compared to what we've seen
relatively
in the past. Yeah. So the halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Any individual stats you want to share with us, Eric?
Well, the Streaks are being led in scoring by Jessica Lieber and Haley Kelso's with 6 apiece. Haley Kelso obviously adding that scoring that Coach Massey was hoping for in the absence of Sharon Diggins. Jess also has a rebound and 2 steals to go with her 6 points. 3 points for Casey Williams on a 2 and a free throw, and 2 points apiece for Danny Teal from the line, Chloe Anderson from the line, Rainey Sibley from the line, and 2 points from Allison Mangieri from the field. Leading the way for the Trevians is 9 points for Jackie Welsh. The sophomore has had 3 driving layups, relatively uncontested, and a 3-pointer, so she's looked pretty good in the early going. Jeannie Bame, the all-star freshman, if you will, had 6 points in the first half, 4 points for Alexa Szczynski. She's hit a pair of 2s, and luckily she's been off the mark with 3s as she's tried 3 of them. 3 points for Colleen McConnell and 2 in free throw. 2 points for Rachel West, Catherine Petey, Megan Newhouse, and a point for Carrie Rodman. The other plus for the Silver Streaks in the early going is, you know, they haven't been overly out-rebounded to the point where you start to worry that the Streaks aren't going to be able to get the ball back if there's missed shots. We've seen a couple possessions down there that it's happened.
You know, the thing for New Trier is you look down the roster, and most of the names that you mentioned in scoring and being big contributors here in the first half, they're all freshmen, sophomores, or juniors. They're just got a few seniors. This team basically is the same team you're going to see on the court next year, only another year better. And as Evan Massey said, these girls spend a lot of time going to camps, AAU games.
Yeah.
They have personal trainers and instructors. And I mean,
that's one of the things that Coach Massey really talks a lot about, is the personal trainer aspect that you get from a school like New Trier and Evanston and Loyola. They have, you know, just the more resources up there, and for the Streaks, obviously that can put you at a disadvantage, but that's why he's always played the statewide schedule, for when things are going really well, you want to see exactly what you're up against in the rest of the state. And although New Trier is a 4A team, it's not a team that you want to consider outside of your ability range either.
All right, we've got 3 minutes to go before the tip-off to the second half, so we'll take another timeout here on the halftime reports and be back with second half action from John Thiel Gym. Silver Streaks girls trail 31-23 to New Trier. We'll be back with more on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, "Michelle was a joy to work with."
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast: cloudy with a 50% chance of snow this evening. Lows down around 17 tonight, with temps steady or slowly rising after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy with lows down around 15. Monday, cloudy with highs around 30. Monday night, cloudy with lows dropping down around 18. And finally, Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 32. Tuesday night, cloudy with lows down around 18. Currently, it is 19 at WGIL.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
About 22 minutes in front of 5 o'clock as a doubleheader of Silver Streaks basketball today, with the Silver Streaks girls varsity taking on New Trier here currently at John Thiel Gym. And then we'll have a sophomore game and then the varsity contest for the Galesburg boys against Blue Island Eisenhower. And Eric, as we get set to start off this second half here, of course, the Silver Streaks girls for years have run what's called the system, getting up and down the court. Don't often see a boys' high school team do it, but Mike Curta, the head coach of Eisenhower, was so impressed when he saw Evan Massey and the girls' team do it, he instituted in the boys' team up there a few years ago. So we'll see another version of the system, boys' style, coming up tonight. So if you're listening and want to see some up-and-down basketball, come out and watch the Streaks boys' game tonight.
Well, I was listening to you guys on the post-game show, and I heard that the boys a couple of years ago broke 100 on them. And 91 last year, I think you said. So, yeah, if you want to see some scoring,
yeah,
it sounds like this is the night for it.
Well, and I think our boys' team would be more than happy to see what they can do getting up and down the court at that tempo. Maybe not as fast as Eisenhower, but they will welcome, because they get to have a lot of fun, a lot more open shots and opportunities, but you've got to get back and play some defense, too, if you want to win. So,
well, and the tough thing for the boys, I think, is going to be that usually it's years three and four that the system, you know, because you've got those freshmen coming up, that it starts to really gel, and they start playing it a lot more efficiently. As we've seen even with the girls' team, it's had to change throughout the years for the Streaks, unfortunately, because of lack of height and three-point shooters and that kind of thing, but...
Yeah, so come out tonight if you get a chance, or if you can't, if you want to stay in where it's warm, just turn on the radio, and Brad Benowitz will join me for the boys' game tonight. But let's get a girls' victory here as they have the ball to start the second half. Here's Eric with the play-by-play.
Well, Casey Williams tried to drive right by Jeannie Bames. She did, but unfortunately Bames' arm length is just a little bit too long, and she was able to alter the shot and ultimately come down with the rebound off the missed shot. So the Trevians have the basketball. It's Alexis Szczynski over to Rodman, back to Szczynski, back to the corner to Newhouse. They just work the ball around until they get an open three or a pass inside to Bame, and Szczynski now one of six from three-point range as she drills that one, and double-digit lead now for the Trevians, and the Streaks turn the ball over. This is the first double-digit lead of the game.
Yeah, tried the long pass down the sideline to Haley Kelso. She was falling down, got a hand on it, but knocked it off the sideline as she was going down. And so New Trier, with her biggest lead of the game, threatening to stretch it out here even more.
Good job by Haley. She was able to knock that ball away from Newhouse, but unfortunately was not able to come up with it before it went out of bounds. Streaks will extend their pressure out to three-quarters court now, and in response, the Trevians will back and go, kind of go into a press break here off the sideline. Newhouse is going to work against Rainey Sibley, and I'm sure she's not fond of Rainey's speed right there. She finally decides to just give up the basketball because she was going nowhere with it. Ball skipped over, now skipped inside to Bame. She's able to catch the ball over the top of Casey Williams, fights her way inside, misses the first one, but gets a rebound and hits the second one, and she did a nice job with her body control to get that ball and just continue to work at it after she caught it over the top of Casey Williams.
Yeah, because the first one she put up was a throw. The second one, she clearly made an effort to have it be a shot. She had some touch on it. The other one she just threw up near the rim and didn't get much for it.
You know, one of the things with her is I'm sure she's not used to how short the Streaks are. So she probably has to do more of those throws when she's playing the Jackie Grants and some of the taller players in her conference. And now she's realizing she can work a little bit more of a traditional post against the Streaks. As that ball inside to Kate or Chloe, she gets fouled before she can put the shot up, or as she's putting the shot up. So she'll go to the free throw line. We've got foul on Alexis Szczynski. She'll pick up her first of the game.
Well, you know, a number of times I've seen, and that happened to Chloe that time, and she's going to get the free throws, but we'll get position, we'll get a nice pass on throwing it across like we did there down low to Chloe or whoever. We get too far underneath the basket.
Yeah.
You know, that shot jammed up between the bottom of the rim and the backboard, and just are able to sustain a little more angle there, then you get an easy layup. But too many times we get in a tough position and can't make the shot.
Well, and a lot of times that has to do with, you know, being familiar in there. And Chloe, just because she's played kind of all over the place throughout her career, I think it's kind of been something she hasn't been accommodating to or gotten used to, as she hits one of two free throws, 36-24, as the Trevians bring it back the other way. Up top is Alexis Szczynski. She's guarded by Haley Kelso. Haley's not going to extend out. She's going to wait at the three-point arc, because the Streaks have really packed in this 2-3 zone. Szczynski, another three. Another
she's
make.
She's feeling it. She is feeling it. She's let go two rainmakers, and both of them have barely moved the net. They've been so perfect coming down through.
Well, and now, if you're Coach Massey, you got to think about coming out of this 2-3 zone. We're going to get a foul here. Is going over the top is Isabel Bosco. Her second foul, as she was trying to get that steal from Haley. And, you know, at the very least, if you're not going to pop out of that 2-3, you got to tell your girls, hey, listen, when Szczynski gets the basketball, you know, you've got to get out on top of her. Streaks had kind of sat back, not wanting her to drive by, but she's obviously more willing to shoot that three. She's taken seven threes in the game. Jess now works the basketball, gets over to Sabrina Clay. Streaks are trying to run the in and out. Now the give and go to Sabrina. Shot up, and she misses the first one. And rebound makes the second one over Bain. So she added a degree of difficulty there to her shot, but she's able to make one. 39-26. Now the ball loose in the backcourt. Lexi Daniels has a shot at it, but it goes off the legs of a Trevian player to Danny Teal, who picks up the steal, and now she's fouled in the backcourt by Alexa Szczynski.
Yeah, the hustle play by Danny. She was the one that originally able to hit the ball back from the backside. Then it went off one of the Nutria players' foot, bounced back to her. So the Nutria turnover, their first of the half. Silver Streaks just got their first basket of the second half. Still down by 13, but with the ball here.
The criticism right there of Lexi Daniels is she tried to wait for that ball, that loose ball, to come to her. She's got to go get it as she almost got the ball picked up by the Trevians because it never really made it to her. Jess working inside, high off the glass and no good. And she gets her own rebound. Lexi Daniels gets the ball. Now we're going to get a push on Megan Newhouse. This is going to be Newhouse's second foul of the game.
You know, Jessica that time going down the lane just playing to contact and was hoping to get the foul call. Thought she could have got it. There was contact, but it wasn't called. Streaks, though, stay after it and get a second-chance opportunity here.
Well, I'm sure what Jess is learning as the season's progresses, when there's those taller players in there, it seems the officials have been less likely to give that foul call. And now we're going to get a kick ball as Danny Teal driving through the lane had that go off a Trevian foot. And I don't know that it was a kick ball. I think Danny just kind of had that ball go off the foot of one of the Trevians, and that, by rule, is not a kick ball.
Yeah. It used to be anything that hit the foot, they'd call it a kick ball, which was kind of silly for a long time. They didn't make it right, I think, when they switched that rule.
Although it's randomly enforced.
Yeah, it is.
I've seen too many times where the ball just gets called for a kick, even if it's just passed off somebody's feet. Haley up top between the circles, working against Newhouse. She gets a screen from Danny Teal. Danny cut down the lane, but Haley decided to reverse the ball around. Now Lexi Daniels with the ball. Streaks need a bucket right here. Sabrina Clay up top. Streaks get a three. Oh, passed to Haley from Sabrina, and Haley lost her footing and went out and stepped on the sideline. Well, the official kindly enough to let the Streaks bring him four, even though they were about to inbound the basketball. Officials have been more and more liberal with that rotation rule, letting people check in even though they're not at the scorer's table in time. I've been really surprised by that, especially with the Streaks doing this system. Well, the Streaks showing some backcourt pressure, but the Trevians break it, get it up to Szczynski. She's got Haley on her, and now she's going to give it up to Rodman. With the basketball right now is Isabella Bosco, and she gives it back to Szczynski. Now, a double high post look from the Trevians. They break this one off into a high-low. However, Newhouse does not like Rainey Sibley all over her, and Rainey tips that one away, too. And you can just tell, every time Newhouse gets the basketball, she ends up with it just going backwards.
Yeah, Rainey Sibley is the girls' version of Trevon Diggins.
Yes, especially now that Sharon's hurt. And Newhouse, good little bounce pass inside to Bain, but she can't get it, and up with the steal is Chloe Anderson. So back the other way, here's Jessica with the basketball, gets it to Haley Kelso. Streaks working along the exterior. Just some perimeter passing. Not really even looking to go inside right now. They're looking to set up. They tried to set up the give and go. Now good. Haley with another three. This one off the back iron. Rebound down to Newhouse. Her third of the game as Haley misses the three. Szczynski goes weak side. Wide open is Rodman. Had the shot altered by Casey Williams. Bain with that rebound, and she misses. Down with the rebound finally was Chloe. So good job by the Streaks right now there. Now we're going to get a timeout. Coach Massey wants to talk things over. And I'm guessing, nope, it's a full timeout. So we'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Cratty. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Crazy. Welcome back to Matinee Basketball at John Steele Gymnasium. The Streaks taking on the Trevians, and right now find themselves in a 13-point hole to the Trevians. 3:34 left to go here in the third quarter, 39-26. Streaks just have not gotten the scoring, and, you know, that's been a recent trend as of late, Jim.
Yeah, and again, when you can't shoot at a higher percentage, you get down by 13 points to a good team. I mean, it you never say never, but it makes it just almost impossible because you just can't put together enough shots to ever rally.
You know, and in years past, the Streaks have always had poor shooting percentages, but, you know, you get 90 shots up in a game. Even if you shoot poorly, it's the volume of shots.
Right.
The Streaks aren't even getting the volume anymore. As Jess all the way down the lane in the little Jess Express with an easy two, cutting down the lane and getting the bank shot. So she brings it within 11 now. Streaks trail and all the way the other way as well. She's going to get called for the travel, and Jess may have gotten away with a foul.
Yeah, I thought maybe Jess' arm may have contributed to the travel that time. So the turnover against New Trier. Streaks still have life here, down 11 points, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. And four team fouls on New Trier, none on the Silver Streaks so far. So, again, if we could get back to that free throw situation like we had in the first half, who knows?
Ball goes out of bounds, and this ball will remain with the Silver Streaks after Haley Kelso missed the three. And, you know, one of the other things, Jim, is what the Streaks can really need right now is they're not getting a lot of open looks from three because of the Trevians bouncing out. But what if they could hit some of the ones that they do get, then all of a sudden you could go on a run because they're doing a good job of getting the ball inside as Jess goes inside again. Misses shot, Chloe down with the rebound, but she's going to get fouled. They're doing a good job finally cutting into the lane and kicking out, but unfortunately they're not hitting the exclamation three at the end of it.
Well, the way this day was originally laid out, the sophomore boys game would start in 10 minutes. Well, we're still got quite a ways to go here in the third quarter of this game. So if you're planning to come out and see, especially the varsity tonight, Chloe Anderson hits the first free throw.
You know, and I'm kind of surprised, as Chloe now 4-for-5 from the line, cuts it to a 10-point deficit, that they didn't play at least the girls' sophomore game at Whitehall just so you could keep things on.
Yeah, well, they started realistically at 1:30 instead of 2 today. I don't know what they were dreaming, but anyway, we're happy to be here for a day of basketball. Just timing issues a little tough to gauge the broadcast by.
McConnell goes in the lane. She's going to get fouled. I thought maybe there was a travel. Streaks get a pair of free throws there from Chloe, and down by just 9 now, 39-30. But McConnell back to the line. She split a pair earlier in this game back in the first quarter. McConnell has 3 points in the game, one block. She's a 6-foot senior.
Yeah, one of the few seniors that plays appreciable playing time for New Trier.
Yeah, we've seen Carrie Rodman. She's gotten decent time. Mm-hmm. Marissa Fear has been in for a short stint. But that's about it. And McConnell hits on the first one. Pushes the lead back up to 10. She's got a very deliberate free throw shot.
And makes them both, though.
Yeah,
very unusual. It's heavy right side, and then she holds the ball clear over her head with her fingertips and then just pops it into the basket.
Allison shoots a three, misses. Just down with the rebound. She gets her shot blocked, rebounded by Chloe, and now the Streaks turn it over. And the Trevians are going to slow it up just a bit here to try to get things set. Chloe did a good job picking up that rebound. Unfortunately, when she was trying to kick it out, she couldn't, as the Trevian just kind of collapsed all over. And I'm very surprised we don't see a lot of Bames. Coach Rogers takes her out for big chunks at a time, and not that she's lighting it up. Like, oh, Szczynski almost hit another three. Rebound down, and to Marissa Fear, the third senior on the team, she misses, and Jessica Lieber down with the rebound. She goes all the way in, hook shot up. That one's no good, and Fear will get the rebound. Now we're going to come out. Welsh is going to try to go end-to-end, and we're going to get a foul called on Casey Williams, who reached in. And I almost think that if Casey would have just stayed straight up, she probably would have been able to, if not block the shot, definitely alter it, because Welsh was kind of out of control with it.
Yeah, Welsh showing some good speed getting down the court in a hurry that time. And Casey just back there playing center field, basically, just had no choice but to foul her, and she wasn't going to take the charge.
Welsh misses on the first one. That's one thing that you don't see the Streaks do a whole lot of is take charges, especially on the runouts. I don't know if systematically coach just thinks that you're not going to get the call a lot of times or it's not worth the 50-50 chance that it gets called as a block.
Well, and when the game is at a real high tempo, it's hard to get those, get yourself set and
We're asking people how big a marriage is.
Like how many people it affects.
Right.
So let's find out.
How big is it? I can't measure it.
It's worldwide.
I would say as big as the universe.
So your marriage affects more than just the two of you.
How many people?
At least 1,000.
If you bring joy to your marriage, you're kind of like, I want that too.
You see those nice people being together, being happy, and you want to enjoy that too.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
Aaron, Streaks are on defense. Nutrier's shot up, and that one's no good by McConnell. She gets her own rebound, though. And she kicks it back out. Now ball goes back inside to Welsh. She gets a shot up, and that one's off the mark. And Haley Kelso down with the rebound. So Streaks back the other way. Jessica, three up, and that one's off the back iron. Rebound down to Catherine Petey. Now we're going to get a foul in the backcourt about 82 feet from the basket.
Rainey Sibley with a good tackle. Coach Tim Doherty may be trying. Oh, she's a senior. It's too bad. He may be trying to recruit her after that one.
So Rainey called with the foul, just the third on the Silver Streaks. They trail by 12, 42-30. Back the other way. And now a steal by Haley Kelso. Streaks just need a run. 47 seconds left and counting here in the third quarter. Down by 12. Casey with the dribble. She kicks it out to Haley Kelso. Three up and count it.
Well, we got the crowd back into it a little bit. Got the lead back under 10 points to 9. Well, we were pretty close to that at 8 points at the half.
Three threes now for Haley Kelso, and she's going to get called for a reach. And, you know, Haley, I appreciate her aggressiveness, but she's got to learn she yep. can't do that. That's just a tough foul to absorb if you're the Streaks because you have some momentum right there, and then she gets called for the reach.
Mm-hmm. And that far from the basket.
Right. She was out by the spike line when she committed the foul. So, inbounding the ball to the Trevians, Elsa Mangieri and Chloe Anderson back in for the Silver Streaks. It's Casey and Haley Kelso take a seat. Jackie Welsh, so they're looking to go inside of McConnell. She's going back and forth in the lane. Good job by McConnell, though, not to pick up the three-second call. She does a good job counting in her head and then getting back out. That's an instinctual thing. Ball momentarily stolen away from Josh, but the ball gets picked up by Marissa Fear, and now a tie-up, and the Streaks are going to get the ball back, and this is one of those tough getting the ball back on the alternating possession because there's only 4.6 left, so the Streaks are going to have to rush a shot.
But Sabrina Clay prevented what might have been another basket for Nutrier reaching in there that time.
And now Nutrier is going to press full court to try to make this shot as difficult as possible. Just wheels out along the left side in front of the scorer's table. 2-1, and now McConnell.
As Jessica was spinning around.
McConnell jumped out at her,
yeah.
And Jess went head-to-head with her, or body-to-body at the very least. Now she's down, crumpled in pain.
Yeah.
I can't believe there wasn't a foul there, because it wasn't as if there was no contact.
Well, I think it was just one of those where McConnell came up, and Jessica, with that spin move, I think had all the momentum and ran into the McConnell, who had just done a jump stop out there, and now Lieber is back up as she walked to the
well, and now the tough thing is 0.7 left, and Jess comes out of the game, and obviously Jess, one of the best three-point shooters on this team, you'd like to have her in there because you're going to only be able to get a quick three or a quick shot. Yeah, I guess it's not necessarily going to be a three.
She just got hit in the nose, hit in the face.
Yeah, that just smarts when you get that nose hit. So, to inbound with Haley Castle, less than a second. She gets it to Lexi. Lexi, three up, blocked by Rachel West. And we've played three quarters here. Streaks trail this one, 42-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
This is what it sounds like when your brother gets arrested after school for having coke in his backpack. This is the sound of my fist hitting the wall. The sound of me hating myself for being happy he got caught. Because at least for one night he won't be using. And this is what it sounds like when he's back at school right where he started. 1 year sober.
If you're in recovery from addiction, share your story with the partnership at drugfree.org. Your story can change someone else's.
From the partnership at drugfree.org and Prevention First.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Welcome back to Field. Streaks trail this one by 9. Trevian basketball with the last 8 minutes to play here in the game. Trevian start. Trying to look inside, as they always do. Now a double high post, and now a walk, and we're going to get a timeout by Terry Rogers. This is not going to make Coach Massey happy at all, because it looked like Szczynski, who's double-teamed up top, traveled with the basketball, but Coach Rogers gets granted the timeout just in time, and now a 30-second timeout.
Silver Streaks came out with we usually pressure some, but that was focused pressure, and it's what you got to do. You're down 9 points. You've got to give it everything you've got here in this fourth quarter. And take some risks. And really the whole system is kind of predicated on that, but you just don't see it used as hard many times at the beginning of the game as you do the end of the game, especially when you're scrambling to try and catch up. Because it wears your players out, but that's the whole focus of the system, is to get them in and out in enough time to where they give it 100% for a minute and then get out of there. And I think sometimes that's been... Other teams I've seen use the system too. They start playing like it's a regular game. Well, no, you've got to have a whole new mentality to play the system well.
Yeah. Well, ball inbounded by the Trevians. They get in easily. Casey Williams with the steal. She's on the breakaway. Right hand layup up, and she misses. Sabrina Clay down with the rebound. She misses. She gets her own rebound again, puts it up, and she's fouled.
And that's the system right there. You turn the game into a frenzy. Just a frenzy the whole time. Make the other team, whoever has the ball, almost a little panic because they know everybody's coming at them.
Well, and a great job by Sabrina Clay, and she continues to grow into this role. We need to see her continue to have that consistency, I guess, of being more assertive as she hits the first free throw. A 51.5% free throw shooter on the season, but she has at times really shown in the system, and she's shown an ability to get that offensive rebound, and she's strong enough to put it in when there's contact. And this one up, and that one's good.
The big girl, Jeannie Bain, back in after a long rest, the 6'3" post for New Trier.
So, yeah, and right now is Sabrina Clay's going to go sit down. That's one of the things I don't like about the system. 42-35 now. Streaks trail by 7. 7:30 left to go, and a great energy there by Casey Williams. See if we can continue it. And Casey's doing a good job. She's trying to get steals when the ball goes inside to Bame. Short jumper up, and she got the shooter's touch right there to Isabel Bosco as that one falls through. So, Streaks down by 7. Lobbed inside to Chloe Anderson. Shot up. No, but she's fouled. And I'll tell you what, I don't know that Chloe gets fouled every time, but she makes it look like she gets fouled every time.
Yeah, and a good job by Chloe to go get that ball. I was afraid it was going to sail out of bounds for a turnover. And good anticipation on the pass from Lieber out there to Chloe, knowing her teammate was going to be there. And Chloe will get 2 free throws here to try and narrow the gap down to 7 once again here.
Chloe having a good day from the line. She's 5 of 6, and that's where all 5 of her points have come from here. First shot up, and that one's good.
Good turnout on this Saturday afternoon for the Streaks girls basketball game.
Well, and you can see that it's growing as well, as Blue Island Eisenhower is here in the building. They got here just a little bit ago, expecting to have had their sophomore game start by now. That shot up and missed by Chloe. Rebound down to Bame. And back the other way is the Trevians. I think they're going to become a little bit more deliberate now. They worked the ball around. Nope. No interest in that. Does Bosco have it? She misses the jumper. Jessica Lieber down with the rebound. She's got 5 in the game now. Jess goes in, kicks it out to Randy. Now rotate around. Casey has to go off her hands, and this can be an over back call. And, you know, I'll tell you what, if there's anything that's plagued the Streak team all year, it's just been fumbling the basketball on passes. We've seen it more times than not, and it really hurt the Streaks in that UT game. And now we're seeing it come back to bite him there. There was no pressure right there. Casey just didn't catch it cleanly. With the basketball, now is Bosco. She goes between the legs, gets a pass out to Szczynski. She goes inside to Bame. Wide open on the weak side block is Rodman. She misses the first one. Second one up, no. But Casey Williams is going to get called for the foul. And I think Casey got the short end right there, as it looked like she had a clean block.
And now we get into that point of game where there's a foul on pretty much every possession. As you just knew that once that ball went off the rim for New Trier, once There'd be a foul following, and there certainly was, and a missed free throw follows from Carrie Robin right there.
She's now one of three from the stripe, and Coach Matsey going to ice her just a little bit with a 60-second timeout, and so we'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL congratulates Terry Highliner of Galesburg, who was spotted wearing the WGIL button and won $20. Congratulations, Terry, from WGIL.
Game reset for you. Streaks trail this one 44-36. 6:35 left to go. Streaks have just one timeout left. Trevians have four. Trevians, seven fouls, so Streaks are in the bonus. Streaks, five fouls, so no bonus just yet for the Trevians. Streaks have the possession arrow, so any tie-ups will go to the Streaks at this point. Rodman missed the first free throw. She got a time to think about it as Coach Massey called that timeout. Second one on the way now, and that one's nothing but net. So she's 2-4 in the game, and now she makes it a 45-36 lead. Lead back up to 9 for the Trevians. Casey Williams drives in, kicks it out to Elsa Mangieri, who gets it to Jessica Lieber. Lieber rotates it around. So Jess, they look for the give and go there to Casey. Good job by the Trevians to cover that up. Elsa, wide open three, misses, and Bame down with the rebound. She had a great look at that one as they took all their focus to Casey Williams. Into the lane, Bosco out of control, but Rodman down with the rebound. And now they're going to go inside to West. She's up off the rim, no. And just out with the rebound, it looked like she may have come down for the travel, but
heck
no
of a
call.
Job, though. She's falling down and to get that ball off to a teammate all in one motion.
So Streaks have a chance to cut down this lead. It's at 9 right now. Now Jess has West on her. That's not a good matchup for Jessica. 6'2", does the right thing, though. Tries to drive by her, and she's going to pick up the foul call against Rachel West, and that is going to be the second on the 6'2 sophomore, excuse me. I don't know why I assumed there was that many seniors on this team.
You know, 18 fouls now on New Trier. Silver Streaks 1-1. We'll have double bonus in a couple of more, and that's how we've kept alive in this game all afternoon, is to get to the free throw line, and we do it again there as Jessica Lieber hits free throw number one, and it's 45-37.
She is 4 of 5 from the stripe. She has 9 points in this game. Looking for double digits right here. She can hit this, and also to push this down to a 7-point game. Nope, she's off the mark, and Carrie Rodman down with the rebound for the Trevians. Back the other way, Rodman on the dribble. She's got it in her right hand. She looks inside to Bame. She's covered up, so she rotates it around. Still looking for Bame. They're doing the 4-on-1 again as they've taken McConnell and West, their normal two big girls, out of the game. Weak side pass to Bosco, and she misses, and the Streaks have more life as Sabrina Clay down with the rebound. Jess all the way in. She's going to draw the contact, and this one's either going against Bame or against Bosco. They were both there. I think it's going against Bosco, though. Is she at the majority of the body? It will be. That's the fourth on Bosco. I must have missed one earlier. And it's going to be two shots, as they call it, a shooting foul.
Well, I can't help but think if this was a regional tournament-type game, as the free throw is up and good from Jessica Lieber, that you might have seen New Trier pull it out and work some clock in that situation with that lead.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they want to win this game, but it's not a do-or-die type thing, so I think they're just going to keep running their offense like they normally would here.
Angie, it's a pair. Well, and especially when the Streaks are in this 2-3 look, now they're full-court press. And the ball knocked away by Sabrina Clay. However, Carrie Rodman back with it for the Trevians. She able to pick up the loose ball. That's a tough break for the Streaks. Is right there, they could have gotten a big-time change of momentum. Szczynski, three up, no good. Rebound down on the inside by Petey, and she puts it back up and in. And the Streaks cannot give up two shots in a possession like that this late in the game.
Petey very strong on the weak side. Rebound, put it back up with authority. And a big basket for New Trier.
Three up from Jess off the back iron. Rainey Sibley down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Gets it back to Jessica. Jess all the way in. Hook shot up. And that one's off the mark as well. And Petey down with the rebound.
Streak still with only 8 baskets the whole game. And a double dribble call on New Trier. Turnover number 12 on the Trevians.
Well, and you can credit that to Rainey's pressure once again.
Again, a low turnover count this afternoon. 12 for New Trier. Unless I missed a bunch, I've only got the streaks of 10.
Well, I think both teams are playing pretty good with the basketball. We haven't seen, you know, a lot of breakaways and a lot of steals. What we have seen, though, is the streaks just have not been able to convert shooting baskets. They've done a good job from the free throw line so far. Streaks look at the give and go, and see, as part of that give and go, they also have a three-point shooter that's supposed to go out. It just misses a shot. Bame with a big-time block right there. Just didn't have a chance in the world with Bame over the top. And that's the second block for Bame. Ball controlled by the Trevians. They're going to rotate it around. Again, with Bame going through the middle, through the inside, she just goes block to block. And then to the high post, and they rotate it around, looking to try to get it to her. Now we're going to see them kind of pull this ball out, I think.
Yeah, they're still looking for the shot, but they're not in a big hurry to get it.
They go inside to Bame. She just kicks it right back out. And the Streaks need to get out of the 2-3 is what they need to do. Streak fans want a three-second call. Rainey's going to get called for the push. And, you know, that's where Rainey can get into trouble, is because Rainey's so aggressive that when the ball gets to whoever she's guarding, she's going to be in a hurry to try to get that ball back for the Silver Streaks. Mm-hmm.
And she will sit down along with Sabrina Clay and a few others. 47-39, Streaks trail it. Still in the game, 3:31 to go.
Need a run, though. This is getting to the point of the game where they have to go on a run if they're going to get back into this. A good screen right there freed up Welsh, but she's not able to get a shot off. Trevians continue to work the ball around. Bame at the high post, and they're pretty much going four corners with Bame at the high post. Now they're going to dribble in. They drop it down to Bame. She's got a turnaround jumper. That one's off the mark. She goes over the back to Lexi to get the rebound and keep possession for the Trevians. Ball goes inside again, and now a steal by Casey Williams, her third of the game. Streaks still have life. Down 8. Allison on the dribble, thought about going in, decides it's against it. Haley Kelso, a long jumper, or short jumper, no good, and that one's out of bounds, and this should be Silver Streak basketball. It looks like it went off for the Trevians, and it did. Kerry Rodman had a momentary rebound, but was not able to pull it in, so the Streaks are going to have another chance to get this below an 8-point lead.
Streaks now 0 of 7 in this fourth quarter, 8 of 43 for the game.
Haley, corner 3, up, and count it!
There you go.
5 for the Streaks now, and it's a 5-point lead for the Trevians, 47-42. Streaks defense comes out a little bit more now. And Haley hits the ground. 2:36 left to go, and the Streaks talking about it on defense. What do they want to do? They're trying to man up now, it looks like, all over the floor. And the Trevians are going to be patient with the basketball as they rotate it around the outside. Still again, 4 around 1. Streaks not pressuring, overly pressuring. They're giving some space. Kerry Rodman in, drops it down. Ball loose on the floor. Chloe picks it up for the Silver Streaks. And now we're going to get a jump ball. Streaks have the arrow. So a big possession right here for the Silver Streaks. 2:11 left to go. Streaks down by 5.
Yeah, Kerry Rodman threw a pass to her post player and hit her right in the ankles. And I think that's being mentioned by the coaching staff over there. You got to throw a better quality pass. You can't expect your teammate to get that one in the flow of play.
Streak should be thankful right there. They had 6 on the floor. The officials let him get Lexi Daniels off before the inbounds, which would have resulted in a technical. Jessica with the basketball, eyes it up. Now Haley, 3 up and short. And that was just a bad shot right there by Haley. She did not have her baits underneath her. She shot this ball quickly because Petey had fallen to the ground. If she would have waited, she might have been able to get her feet set, but she was in a hurry because she saw the wide open shot. So the Trevians back with the basketball. Streaks with the full court press. Easily coming across the timeline is the Trevians. They're going to work ball. Now this is Newhouse. She's really been bothered by Rainey. Rainey all over her again. She gives up the ball to Szczynski. Haley goes to the ground again. I don't know if she's got that ankle sore. She's hit the ground a few times now. Szczynski up top, nobody pressuring. 1:33 left to go, and we're going to get a foul on Justice. This is going to send Szczynski to the free throw line.
Well, getting to that point where we've had the luxury of making some fouls here without having it cost us free throws and trying to get steals, but now with a minute and a half to go, down 5, you were needing to get that clock stopped one way or the other.
First free throw up, and it just barely falls in for Szczynski. She was 2 of 9 from the field, all three-point attempts. Or, excuse me, 4 of 11 this. She does have a pair of twos, too. She hits this one up, and that's off the back iron. She's going to get her own rebound. For some reason, the Streaks were not, did not have four people in there to rebound. And now we're going to get a foul called on the Silver Streaks as they were trying to get the steal there, 48-42.
Jessica Lieber with the foul, I think, on that, and Chudzinski will go right back to the free throw line.
Well, and that's exactly what you didn't want to have happen right there, because for I don't know why, but the Silver Streaks did not have four people in their rebounding. So once Sabrina and Casey were kept sealed off on the baseline, the ball came all the way out to Chudzinski, and nobody was there to get the board from her. So that free throw up and good, and now it's 49-42, so maybe a mental mistake right there by the Silver Streaks.
Chudzinski, a good little player, plays with a lot, shoots the ball with a lot of confidence, whether it's from the field or from the line, runs the floor well, and she's one real team leaders for this team.
That becomes a three-point possession for the Trevians on the Streaks' mental error. So just like that, Streaks back down by 8, 50-42, minute 18 left to go. Now 17-16. Streaks try to go inside. Casey's pass gets deflected. She's looking for somebody to get it to. Just throws it out there. Haley able to pick it up. Now Jessica with the basketball. Jess drops it inside to Clay. She goes up. Her shot's blocked. She gets her own rebound. Gets it out to Rainey Sibley. Casey, a long three. No good, but Sabrina down with the rebound. She's going to get fouled by Bain.
And she'll get a couple of free throws. 50-42 with 57 seconds left. So imperative we make both of these to stay alive in this. Still a three-possession game, even if she makes both of these.
Well, you know, what's tough for the Silver Streaks right there is you really want to try to get a good three, and Casey took a bad one. So, fortunately, though, for the Streaks, Sabrina Clay up with the rebound. She's 3 for 3 from the line. Now she hits that one. 50-43. Streaks down by 7. Not out of it just yet, but they're going to need to go on a run here. Sabrina's second shot, eyed up. And that one's good.
Perfect on both.
4 for 4 in the game. Came in as a 51.5% free throw shooter. And she cuts it to a 6-point advantage for the Trevians. Streaks in the full court press. Got to watch deep right here. We've seen the Streaks get burned a few times against UT. Ball comes into Chudzinski. She passes it over. And Newhouse just barely. Now she's going to look up the floor. Wide open is Walsh. Great hands by Casey Williams. Bats the pass down. Unfortunately, the Trevians pick it back up, and they work it around the perimeter. They get it inside to Bame. Kicks it out. Now working the ball is Petey, and she's going to be fouled by Chloe Anderson. Oh, for the steal. Casey had a great job batting the ball down. Unfortunately, the Streaks weren't able to get it. To the line is Petey for the free throw.
Yeah, that ball was loose up around the high post, but there were more blue jerseys around than white. They came away with it. Had good ball movement that time, playing keep away, and the Streaks finally commit the foul. Down 6 with 40 seconds left.
40.7 left. Petey's first one up, and that one's good. And this is a bad time for the Streaks for Petey to start hitting free throws. The shoe was 0 for 2 before that one. 51-44. Can't trade 2 for 2 here, so you're hoping she misses this one. Nope. Makes a pair back up to an 8-point lead. So essentially 17 seconds came off the clock and the Streaks are back where they were. Jess drops it inside to Sabrina Clay. No, but she's going to get fouled.
Textbook pick and roll that time.
Great
Sabrina
job.
Comes up, sets the pick, rolls off of that. Jess finds her.
And the foul's going to go against Newhouse. Her third. And Welsh was beside herself. She thought the foul was on her. She had a clean block, but Newhouse committed the foul first. Sabrina's first free throw up, and that one's good. Sabrina now with 7 points on the game. Sits back down to a 7-point advantage for the Trevians, 52-45. 32.5 seconds left to go in this one. Sabrina's second one up, and that one's good. She took a lot of time looking at that one, too. You know, I was here for the guys game last night, and one of the things I noticed was the kid who got the free throws at the end of the half with nobody standing there, they actually timed those free throws. I haven't seen an official time free throws in a long time.
Now, usually you've got to be pretty extreme to even have them worry about it.
Yeah. So, 28-27, with the ball as well, she kicks it up to Petey. Streaks have got the foul. Finally, Chloe does get the foul with 23.9 left.
Silver Streaks have continued to hit most of their free throws here to stay in this game, 52-46 now. Unfortunately, New Trier has been up to the task as well here on this end of late, and Catherine Petey going back to the line. She hit 2 the last trip.
22 of 27 the streaks are from the stripe right now. First free throw up, and that one's good from Petey. She has found her stroke from the line.
Well, for some reason, you see girls having more nights that they're real efficient at, not just Galesburg, but other teams at the free throw line. Guys, I don't know, they've got sometimes too much muscle or what, but you just see more guys that struggle to the free throw line consistently than you do the girls.
Jessica with the basketball, 19, puts a three up, falls to the ground, air balls it, and down with the rebound and a travel. Should be anyway. Oh, it's just dove into a pile right there. Newhouse came down with the rebound, and she traveled with it. She slid across the floor, but Szczynski went to try to get the ball from her and just kind of dove into the pile to break things up. But the Streaks get the ball back. Just with the inbounds pass, and Haley just tries to go right back to Jess, and right there, two players, Szczynski and Petey, both jumped out at Jess, and Haley still was going to try to fit that round pass into a square hole as there was not much space. So, Jess with the ball, inbounds to Allison Mangieri, back to Jess. Jess is going to dribble in, spins, and scoop shot up and good, and now we're going to get a timeout by the Silver Streaks to try to preserve time, 5.5 left. Streaks down by 6, so unless they find some magic here, it looks like the Streaks are going to lose their fifth in a row.
Well, and again, coming into this one, would love to have won it, but honestly, I wasn't sure we could stay this close to this team, and we've hung in there. You know, we haven't shot the ball well, as usual, but we have shot the ball very well from the free throw line. We haven't turned it over a whole lot, and that's allowed us to, you know, to hang in there with a team that, could blow you out if you didn't play hard.
Well, and the X factor always usually is, you know, how are you going to react to losing such a valuable contributor, you know, that first game out. And we've seen from the Silver Streaks that I think they've done a good job of adapting without Sharon in there. But that being said, you know, you add Sharon's athleticism, does this game have a different feel to it, especially, you know, with how poorly at times the Trevians have handled the basketball. Sharon's usually your leading thief as she gets a lot of steals during the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good point.
So they're going to have to go all 84 feet. 5.5 seconds left. Realistically, they just need to get the ball and bounce and eat up 5 seconds. And they use the pass along the baseline. And now we're going to long, deep pass to Welsh. Touchdown. Welsh catches the basketball down by the basket, and Jess is going to foul her. 3.9 left to go. So Jess, unfortunately, her only recourse right there is Welsh just had her beat. And just a great pass right there. I think it was Petey that threw that.
Yeah, how many girls can make that pass?
Oh, beyond the distance, she threw that pass about 60, 65 feet. But beyond that, to drop it right in the hands of Welsh on the dead sprint. So Welsh misses the first one. Jackie Welsh, just a sophomore. She's 1 of 3 from the line right now. And make it 2 of 4. She hits that one, so a 7-point advantage. 3 seconds left, 2 seconds left, 1. Jess going to go in, gets a shot off, but misses. So the Streaks fall in this one. 55-48. We'll be back with the post-game show after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow this evening. Lows down around 17 tonight with temps steady or slowly rising after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy with lows down around 15. Monday, cloudy with highs around 30. Monday night, cloudy with lows dropping down around 18. And finally, Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 32. Tuesday night, cloudy with lows down around 18. Currently, it is 19 at WGIL.
Final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, Silver Streaks girls fall here in a hard-fought 55-48 game to New Trier, a game that saw New Trier lead pretty much from, I won't say beginning to end. We had a 10-4 lead early in this one, but then New Trier rallied late in the first quarter, went on a nice run, went up 16-11 at the break, and we were never to see the lead after that time. Got down by double figures in most occasions, but able to claw back at the free throw line and force a few turnovers, get the thing closer, 55-48 to the final. As we take a look at the closing team statistics in this one, the team stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. For the Silver Streaks, they finished 10 out of 50 from the field. Pretty easy to figure that percentage at 20%, and just not going to win many basketball games making 10 baskets, even though we did do a nice job at the free throw line. Meanwhile, New Trier, 19 out of 46, 41%. Rebounding edge to the much taller Trevians, 38-27 on the boards. And your turnover count, a very low one for what most of the girls' games have been this year. 15 for New Trier and 10 for the Silver Streaks. So it wasn't the ball handling that did the Streaks in. It was just that poor shooting once again that cost them in this loss at home. And their final home game of the season, final home game for all these seniors that had their senior night against East Moline on Thursday night. Boys out on the court as you're hearing the sneakers, wondering what's going on. It's a doubleheader tonight. The boys' sophomore game to get started here pretty soon with Galesburg taking on Blue Island Eisenhower, the varsity game to follow. Again, this game was scheduled to start, the sophomore game, at 5 o'clock here. It will start, 35 minutes late. Everything a little bit off schedule, but we are joined by Coach Evan Massey for the coach's postgame interview, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Well, as we get Coach situated there, get him a chair so he can actually rest and talk with us a little bit. Coming into this, Coach, I really wasn't too sure. I knew New Trier had they had the height, they played a good schedule, and I was wondering if we would be able to compete with them. And I thought, outside of, difficult shooting for us again, we did compete with them very well today.
I was very happy because, we were doing things defensively that, aren't really what has been our bread and butter. And I really thought, there were some times where, in different situations, I thought, Rainey going up and being able to pressure the ball and stuff, I thought, and that kid's really, really a quick guard. And she was able to handle her and pressure her, and that was a positive. I thought Casey, Sabrina, and then sometimes Chloe matched up with the big kid inside. They did a decent job. Now, I thought as we got tired and we weren't as organized, we gave up the offensive rebounds that killed us. But the big thing from my perspective is I look offensively, we didn't do enough to win the game. Defensively, we did enough to keep ourselves in the game. And that was my concern. What was depressing about Thursday's game was, as poor as our offense was, that I didn't feel we had anything defensively that we could use against a good team. And tonight, we did a couple different things. And so I was proud that the kids had the ability to switch defenses better than they have all year.
Yeah. One of the guards for New Trier, Rusinski especially, was difficult. She was feisty. Then she hit those big threes early in the third quarter, and they were able to stretch that lead out into good double figures, and that made it so hard for you to be able to come back, not only not shooting very well, but it's hard to deny a team with that kind of height to go on any sort of a big run against them, isn't it?
It was, because, you know, finally we got it in. Sabrina got herself to the foul line. But the big kid is good from the standpoint that she could defend the basket and not foul. And so, you know, all of a sudden where they're putting that much pressure out in the perimeter, what are you going to do? Because we try to end up beat them off the dribble, and you get inside, and now you can't get a layup and things. So they're a nice ball club. You know, I have always been impressed with her teams. You know, I mentioned to you when we were just talking before the game that we played them once in a third-place game at State, and with no preparation, you know, really going into those games at State, that they were a nightmare because of the things that they ran against man-to-man and things. So, you hate to, you know, sound like you're happy with a loss, because then it's like you're telling your kids, well, you didn't think you could win. I think we could have won, but where we were Thursday, where we are now, you know, that's big for us, because we couldn't stay there and be very excited about things. So much more excited about where we're at now.
Yeah, well, and as Eric pointed out, you know, we were able to do it to play pretty well today without Sharon Diggins. If you have a Sharon out there making a few more steals and using her athleticism, who knows? And so I know you mentioned, you know, working Haley Kelso into a little bit different role now without Sharon. And how did you feel that went?
Well, it's, you know, Haley's been remarkable for us because, you know, she was not here this summer. She came, you know, right when we got started in the season. And so purposely we kind of melded her into, you know, everybody says, what's a matter of positions? What we did was purposely kind of melded her into, like, our three to just let her get comfortable in what we're doing. And then a couple of weeks ago, we've moved her in to play some backup point guard. And now, you know, moving her to the shooting guard. And really, I feel very comfortable with the combination we had there of having, we had Haley and Lexi switching off there, and then Haley and Jess out front. I think as Haley gets a little more comfortable, you just have to realize some of these kids have been running some of these sets since seventh grade, and so there's a lot to be learned for Haley, and she's done a good job. She's a very, what's positive is she's a very coachable kid for us. You can say things to her, and you don't have to, you know, give kid gloves all the time. That she gets the job done. So happy, and she'll only get better playing there. And she's an excellent shooter, and so that'll be a plus having someone shooting like that as a two.
One more regular season game left, and then the postseason. And the one thing that I think you really would like to take and keep with you the rest of the way is the free throw shooting. It was terrific this afternoon.
Was it?
Yeah. Was it? Would you have 23 of 28 from the line? Is that what it was? 23 of 28. So
I kept. And that's one of the things we harped on. If we're not going to be up and down full court, I'm a proponent. You got to win in the foul line. That's a big deal. That those are too easy of points, and it was a good situation because there was a couple fathers from New Trier sitting over on the other side, and they were really complaining to the ref about the foul disparity. And that's what I told our kids on the bench. That's, you know, for us to be good defensively, that's what's got to happen, is people got to get mad at the foul disparity. We need to offensively pick up points there.
Okay. All right. Well, Coach, again, a good effort today, if not a victory, and we will see you again Thursday night up at Don Morris Gymnasium.
Okay. Thanks for doing it, guys.
Oh, you bet. Evan Massey on the postgame here. Postgame Coach's Interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And I think everybody's still in one piece there. Maybe not the camera. Let's see. We're in our postgame stats, and I think I was pretty well done with my jabbering. Eric, you were totaling up the individual statistics, so go ahead as the postgame statistics brought to you by McDonald's. Finish up the individual stats for us.
Yeah, the streaks were led in scoring by Jessica Lieber. She had 13 points, including able to knock down 6 free throws, 2 steals, and 6 rebounds for Jess. 12 points for Haley Kelso, all on threes, 4 threes, and a steal and a couple of rebounds for her. 8 points for Sabrina Clay. She was 6-6 from the free throw line. All of those free throws, or most of those free throws, coming at least in the fourth quarter. Sabrina Clay also had a 2 and 9 rebounds and a steal, so a good game for her. 6 points for Chloe Anderson, all from the free throw line, 4 rebounds and a steal to go along with those 6 points. 3 points for Casey Williams with 3 rebounds and 3 steals. 2 points apiece for Danny Teal, Rainey Sibley, and Allison Mangieri. Streaks shot at 23 of 28, as you said, from the stripe. 5-3 in the game, so not near their mark, obviously. And, you know, realistically, if they had hit five more for threes, we would be talking about a streak victory.
Yeah.
On the other side of things, New Trier was led in scoring by Alexa Szczynski. 13 points for her, including a pair of threes. She really brought it there in the third quarter, going 2 of 3 from the distance. And kind of put some separation at that point, which was important for them. 11 points for Jackie Welsh, who did a lot of hers driving down the lane, but she also did drill a three there in the first half. 8 points apiece for Jenny Baim to go with her 8 rebounds and 3 blocks. Good-looking freshman, not the best we've seen, but definitely one of the better freshmen we've seen, especially in the post. 8 points for Catherine Petey, fellow freshman. She had 6 rebounds and hit 4 crucial free throws on the stretch there that really kind of sealed the deal for the Trevians. 5 points for Colleen McConnell. 4 points for Isabella Bosco. 2 points apiece for Carrie Rodman, Megan Newhouse, and Rachel West. They shot at 14 of 23 from the stripe, so the streaks were optimistic. Only 2 of 7 there in the first half for them, but they shot 12 of 16 there in the second half, and that was pretty much the difference in the game. And that's, you know, what Coach Manzik kind of talked about, only he was talking about in favor of the streaks, but realistically, if the other team's going to drill those free throws too, that puts you at a disadvantage, especially when you're trying to climb your way back into a game.
All right, we will be back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and be done for a little bit while the sophomore boys play, and then be back for the varsity boys a little bit later. We'll wrap up the post game for the Silver Streaks girls after this on WGIL, WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Galesburg High School girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu. At participating McDonald's.
Get your running shoes and oxygen ready as fast-paced Blue Island Eisenhower visits Scalesburg tonight. I'm Brad Vinowitz. Streaks Boys Basketball comes at 6:10 tonight on WGIL.
Back to wrap things up now from John Field Gym as the Silver Streaks girls fall 55-48 to New Trier. Time to give away Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Eric Gibson, you had a suggestion, and I will let you tell us who that is and why you think so, because I agree 100%.
Well, we're going to go with Sabrina Clay. She had a very good game, and we've seen Sabrina start to put some of these together. Consistency is going to be the key. But specific to this game, she finished with 8 points, all coming after halftime. In fact, she had 6 free throws all in the fourth quarter, and she was 6 for 6. She had 9 rebounds, including 6 of those being offensive rebounds to keep possessions alive. And, you know, when you're coming down the stretch there like the Streaks were, they needed to score on every possession, and she did a good job of trying to facilitate that to happen. She also had a steal in the game. So Sabrina Clay is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for this game.
All right. Very good choice, Eric. Thanks, as always, for your help, and we will go on the road for the first time in a while on Thursday nights as we head to Rock Island Alleman and see if we can make it 2 in a row over probably an improved Alleman team.
Well, yeah, they have Zoe Kelso coming back, and you know, the big thing for the Streaks in that game is going to have to be to limit Ann Bonert, who's been playing real phenomenal basketball for Alleman lately, and to compound her good playing well is the fact that they're bringing back probably, in my opinion anyway, the best overall post player in the conference. Now, Zoe Kelso is not obviously going to be 100%, but this game is also going to have the ramification that the Streaks may see them in the regional as well, so the last thing you want to do is lose to them and then have them having all the momentum coming into that last game, or even if the game's tight and you give Zoe Kelso a game, you don't want her coming back to bite you in the playoffs either.
All right, we will see you up there as Silver Streaks girls basketball have their final regular season game Thursday night. Again, they fall 55-48 here today in the varsity contest against New Trier. For Eric Gibson and Nick Simpson back in the studio, I'm Jim Lee, and I'll be back with Brad Benowitz in probably just a little over an hour to bring you Silver Streaks at varsity boys basketball against Blue Island Eisenhower. As right now they're introducing the starting lineups for the sophomore game, and again we'll have the varsity contest in just a bit. So long from John Theo Jim on WGIO.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.